and welcome back to the second boys game of this Tuesday night first round. And tonight's game features Schuyler County and Clark County, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Schuyler County fans. They include the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Main Street Motor Works in Greentop, Mayberry Farms north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slate and Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahoka, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahoka, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hometown Journal in Cahoka, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, the Cahoka Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahoka State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton. And now let's take you back down to Queen City, Missouri for the second game of tonight's doubleheader. With the play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Hey, thanks, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. The fifth annual Driver Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School, and it is the second first-round game, the last boys' first-round game. Number three seed, Schuyler County, 1-0. Number six, Clark County, 1-0. Taking a look at the starting lineup, first four, the Clark County Indians. It'll be Bowden Klein, a senior, Carter Briscoe, a senior, Callan Wheeler, a junior, Connor Pearl, a senior, and Grayson Daniels, a senior. So Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Callan Wheeler, Connor Pearl, and Grayson Daniels, and the Indians 1-0, and coached by second-year head coach Dennis Dent. For Schuyler County, Cooper Amon, a senior, Ryan Paris, a senior, Cale Wendy, a junior, Connor Smith, a junior, and Elliot Sevitt, a sophomore. So Cooper Amon, Ryan Ferris, Kayla Wendy, Connor Smith, and Elliot Sevitz. The Rams 1-0, and coached by Chris Pruitt. So both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. The winner will play Milan on Thursday night in the championships boys semifinal, and the loser will take on Schuyler County in a consolation semifinal. So it's going to be Grayson Daniels. Get that S on there. As Carter Briscoe will jump center against Connor Smith. As ball is up, it's controlled by Clark County. As Daniels gets the ball to Bowden Klein. Schuyler County will go man-to-man with the basketball. It's Callan Wheeler at the top of the key. Briscoe on the right wing to the free throw line. Passed up the shot. Gives it back to Klein. Klein takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Daniels with a rebound. Puts it back up. Got it. Grayson Daniels has 2 points. Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline for Schuyler County. Clark County goes man-to-man. Connor Smith has the top of the key. The Sevitz on the left wing. Sevitz will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Carter Briscoe. So Carter Briscoe picks up his first foul. And Elliot Sevitz will go to the line to shoot a pair. And Sevitz, first shot on the way. Got it. So a point for Elliot Sevitz. And it's 2-1 in the early going. Not even 30 seconds into this ball game. As Elliot Sevitz, one looking for two shots up, got them both, and they're tied at two. So no pressure on for Schuyler County. Bowden Klein across the timeline, bounce past the Wheeler, top of the key. Now Daniels, dribble drive out of the left baseline, put up a shot, missed it, and Briscoe has it, puts it off, Flash got it. Carter Briscoe with 2 points. As now, Cooper Amon is going to sit down. I don't know exactly what that was all about, as Brody Weaver will check in. Gives it to Cale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline for the Rams. Dribbles to the right wing to Weaver on the right wing. Now Smith gives it a 7-for-3. Left is short. And rebound kicked out to Carter Briscoe. Decline. It's Klein will walk across the timeline, guarded by Sevitz. Takes it down in the paint. Quick shot by Wheeler on the way. No good. Weaver comes off with a rebound. To Kale Windy. Dribble drive to the baseline. Tried to find Ryan Ferris. Well, that was Connor Smith, rather. And it was knocked out of bounds. So Kale Windy will inbound underneath his own basket. Connor Smith in the right corner. Smith gives it out to Ferris at the top of the key. Savitz on the left wing. Windy in the left corner dribbles to the left wing. Gives it back out to Connor Smith, top of the key. Now Weaver will try a three. No good. And Klein comes off the rebound. That's Klein across the timeline. The Daniels three-pointer out of the left corner. No good. High for the rebound, Ryan Ferris. To Kale Windy. Windy to the right wing, still with a dribble. Now dribbles to the top of the key, gives it to Sevitz. To the left wing goes to Smith. Out pops Weaver at the free throw line. To Ferris on the right wing. In the right corner to Kale Windy. Dribbles to the right wing. Inside it goes to Ferris. Ferris lost it, picks it back up, gets it out to Sevitz. Now three-pointer on the way. No good by Connor Smith. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. So Sevitz picks up his first foul. Now Cooper Amon will check back in. Brody Weaver will check out. 4-2. Clark County with the lead. 5:30 left to play in the first quarter. Just the start of this one. As Bowden Klein across the timeline, guarded by Sevitz, takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And rebound fought for, picked up by Ferris. Ferris saves it in to Sevitz on the left wing. Now a long three on a wave, bullseye by Kale Windy. So Kale Windy hits a three, and now a timeout on the floor. 5:10 left to play in the first quarter. Scottsdale County 5, Clark County 4, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all at competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you join that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 5-4. Schuyler County with the lead. And Clark County with the basketball. Bowden flying across the timeline. Gives it a Wheeler on the deep left wing. Giving it go to Connor Pearl. Lost the handle on the basketball. Slipped away. And picked up by Connor Smith. To Elliott Sevitz. Sevitz will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Now that's Kale Windy. Now Sevitz with the basketball on the left wing. Sevitz hands the ball off to Cooper Amon. Amon down into the left corner, back to Sevitz. Now Smith gives it to Windy on the right wing. Windy will try another three. No good. But Sevitz with the rebound. Gets it out to Amon. Amon, fall away 10-footer, missed everything. And Daniels comes out with the air ball to Bowden Klein. As Klein will walk it across the timeline. Out pops Daniels on the left wing. Wheeler, top of the key. To Klein in the left corner. Inside to Daniels. Daniels in a double team. And he's going to shoot two shots. We'll see the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Ryan Ferris. So Ryan Ferris picks up his first foul. And Daniels has two, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Grayson Daniels. And we're tied at 5 with 4:09 left to play in the first quarter. Second shot on the way, got them both. 4 points for Grayson Daniels. 6-5. It's now inside. It goes to Cooper. Amon puts it up and in. So Cooper Amon has his first two of the ball game. 7-6. Skyler back with the lead as Bowden Klein gives it to Briscoe. Now Connor Pearl on the right wing. And a whistle and a foul. As Connor Pearl went right into Ferris, and they're going to call a foul on Ryan Ferris. And that's his second. So the 2000 Ryan Ferris has Mason Wendy. We'll check in. And Ryan Ferris will set down. So Carter Briscoe underneath his own basket. Inbounds to Wheeler, 10-footer jumper, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Connor Pearl. And Connor Pearl picks up the foul. Tyler up 7-6 with the basketball. Cale Wendy, the seventh on the right wing, tried to get it inside to Cooper Heyman. And it goes out of bounds off of Carter Briscoe. It'll be Elliott, seventh inbound on the near sideline. Gets the ball to Connor Smith. Smith to Cale Wendy. It's to Smith. Seventh on the right wing, free throw line extended. To Smith, they swing to the left wing to Cale Wendy. As Cale dribbles out between the two circles, looks inside, nothing there. Bounce pass to Mason Wendy. Now Smith for three, in and out, no good. Mason Wendy with a rebound, tried to get back up with it, blocked. Goes out of bounds, Wendy B's got a basketball. Out of bounds, only thrown basket. Cale Wendy, real inbound. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Gets it in the right corner to Seventh. Seventh trying to get it to Wendy, almost stolen away by Daniels. Now Weaver will check back in. Elliott Seventh will check out. Again, Wendy will inbound. Gets it to Connor Smith. Tried to go inside with it, stolen away by Clark County. They give it to Bowden Klein. Klein couldn't hang on to it, dribbles it out of bounds. So it'll be Scotter's basketball out of bounds underneath the long basket. 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 7-6, Scotter with the lead is Wendy. Gets the ball to Cooper Heyman in the right corner, to Weaver on the right wing. Now Wendy in the right corner to Heyman. Heyman takes it right to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, tip up, no good. Daniels comes away with it to Bowden Klein. Klein will take his time, walking across the timeline. As Clark County spreads the floor, it's Klein guarded by Weaver. Gives it to Briscoe. Briscoe takes it left side of the circle. Now Daniels will try three, in and out, no good. And Cale Wendy off the rebound. Wendy to the top of the key. Weaver in the left corner. As Weaver looks for a cutter, the Mason Wendy has it between the two circles. To Weaver on the right wing. Now Weaver will drive the baseline. Gets it inside. Shots put up. No good by Wendy. Tipped around. Wendy gets it back. Puts it back up. And do the foul. Looks like it's going to be on Connor Pearl again. So that's the second foul on Pearl. And Cale Wendy will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has three looking for four. Isaac. Fires it, shot it. 4 points for Cale Wendy. As Elliott Savage checks back in, and Connor Smith will set down for a breather. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. 8-6, got over the lead. As Wendy's second free throw on the way, got them both. 5 points for Cale Wendy. Now a timeout on the floor. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Scotter County 9, Clark County 6. Back in, as soon as I see what they're going to do, 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotter County High School. Again, the 5th annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Scotter County High School. As Clark County will have the basketball trailing 9-6 with 2:05, let's play in the first quarter as Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Scotter County drops back to a 1-2-2 zone as Klein has it in the center circle. Gives it to Wheeler on the left wing to Klein, to the right wing to Briscoe. Back to Klein. flying to the top of the key. Briscoe wanted a step back three, didn't take it. Is it a Klein? And Klein lost the ball, picked up by Wendy. And I think they're going to call the foul on Klein. Yes, they will. So Bowden Klein picks up the foul. That's his first and the fourth team foul against Clark County. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy to the top. The kid gets it inside to Amon with a left hand. Got it. What a shot by Cooper Amon. What a pass by Cale Wendy. 4 points for Cooper Amon. Bowden Klein across the timeline. Schuyler County drops back man to man. Wheeler to Daniel. 15-footer. Got it. Nice shot by Grayson Daniels. He has six. 11-8, Schuyler with the lead. 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. To Mason Wendy. Now Cale Wendy has it on the right baseline. Gets it back out to Weaver. He'll try a three. Missed it. Bowden Klein comes away with it. Has it knocked away. As in the ballgame is Harrison Parker. Got the basketball. Gives it back to Klein. Klein has it between the two circles. Briscoe on the left wing. Briscoe gives it to Weaver. Now Daniels on the right wing to Parker. Parker's old 10-footer, got it. Harrison Parker has 2 points. It's 11-10. Schuyler with the lead. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline to the right wing, to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver gives it to Mason Wendy. To the left wing, to Cooper Amon. Amon takes it right into the paint, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Cooper Amon. 13-10. Schuyler with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Carter Briscoe to Bowden Klein to Wheeler. Now the baseline shots put up. No good by Parker. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 13, Clark County 10. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. 8 minutes to go in the first half. As we start the second quarter, Schuyler County on top of Clark County, 13-10. And Schuyler County will have the basketball as Elliott Seventh back in the ball game. Gives the ball to Mason Wendy. As Mason Wendy gives the ball to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver looks for a cutter, gives it back to Mason. Mason dribbles to the left wing, still with a dribble, back to Weaver between the two circles, the Seventh on the right wing. Now Ferris on the right wing, back to Seventh. Seventh takes it to the left wing. Out pops Ferris between the two circles. As Ryan Ferris on a give and go from Smith, had it and got a little too far to the basket, and Bowden Klein gives it to Grayson Daniels, and Daniels walked with it. Caught the pass on the wrong foot. But the turnover gives it back to Schuyler County as Mason Wendy. Between the two circles to Seventh. Now Weaver has it on the right wing. Weaver tried to throw it through Carter Briscoe. A pass to the high post. That is stolen away by Clark County. Now Carter Briscoe, long three on the way. No good. And Smith. It skipped across the rim. Smith, I don't know whether he saw the ball, but the foul's going to be on Connor Smith, I believe, as Cale Wendy will check back in. And Connor Smith, indeed, picks up the foul. as Cooper Amon and Weaver both check out. So Bowden Klein with the basketball to Parker at the top of the key. Dotted line to give it to Daniels. Little baby hook. Got it. 8 points for Grayson Daniels. 1 point. Skyler Lee, 13-12. It's Cale Lindy. Takes it in among the trees. Lost the ball. Picked up by Parker. Ahead to Weaver. And gives it back to Parker. And Parker was stolen back. Bowden Klein stopped. Wanted to throw it back to Harrison Parker. He did. The Parker was still in the backcourt. Now Cooper Amon checks in. Mason Lindy will check out. Seventh will inbound to Cale Lindy. As Cale Lindy across the timeline gives it up to Ferris on the right wing. Now Smith, top of the key to Seventh. Inside Cooper Amon. Puts it off. Glass got it. 8 points for Cooper Amon. 3 points. Got a lead 15-12. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. To Wheeler. Now he gives the ball to Parker. Parker guarded by Cale Lindy. Tried to put up a shot. Didn't get it. Well, he was guarded by Sevitz, so the foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. That's his second. Harrison Parker at the line to shoot a pair. He has two, looking for three. Shots up. Got it. 3 points for Harrison Parker. A seventh will check out. And Brody Weaver checks back in for the Rams. As Parker has 3 points, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got them both. 4 points for Harrison Parker. 1 point Skyler lead, 15-14. As Weaver across the timeline gives the ball to Ferris at the top of the key. Now Smith on the left wing. Amon pops out, now dribbles to the right wing. Cooper Amon looks for somebody to throw it to. And the ball slapped away. Now underneath the basket, throws up a shot, missed everything. And Parker comes away with a loose ball, gives it to Klein. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein to the right wing, now across the free throw line, down the left lane, kicks out to Wheeler on the left wing. Klein on the left wing. Klein takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, and he's fouled by Cooper Amon. So Cooper Amon picks up the foul. That'll be his first. And Bowden Klein will go to the line looking for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. His first shot up and off the heel of the rim, no good. Mason Lindy will check back in. And Bodie Weaver will sit down. Schuyler County a little short on their bench. So Klein's second free throw on the way. High arching shot, no good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. Smith gets it to Amon. Now Cale Lindy. Cale Lindy will bring it across the timeline. Lindy takes it to the wing. Now give and go from Cooper Amon as Lindy tried to put up a shot. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Bowden Klein. Let's wait and see. And it will be. So Bowden Klein just picked up his second personal foul. Non-shooting foul. So Cale Lindy will inbound underneath his own basket. Gives the ball out to Seventh. As Seventh saves the ball into Bowden Klein. Klein gets it over. And Wheeler, he puts it up and in. Colin Wheeler with 2 points. And Clark County on top, 16-15, is Mason Lindy at the top of the key. Ferris and Amon in the left corner. Amon gives it back out to Mason Lindy. As Mason, Dr. Carter Smith at the top of the key. Ferris on the left wing and threw it right to Carter Briscoe. Briscoe gives it to Wheeler. Back to Bowden Klein. Klein to Briscoe. Briscoe bounced past to Parker between the two circles. Now Wheeler on the right wing. To Parker in the left corner to Briscoe. Briscoe dribbles out between the two circles. To Parker. Back to Briscoe. They get it inside to Daniels. Turns, puts up the shot. No good. Tip up. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. Cale Wendy. Wendy in a hurry. Gives the ball, takes the ball himself. And a whistle and a foul. A foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. It's on Bowden. That's his third. It is. So three fouls on Bowden Klein. As Connor Pearl will check in. Jason Daniels will check out. That's the 16th foul against Clark County. So Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. Well, that North Shelby Clark County girls game must just be over because a lot of Clark County fans are now coming into the high school gym. That's Cale Wendy. So I had to get it underneath, and it's stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler takes it to the house, lays it up, no good. And the ball is saved in bound by Grayson Klein, picked up by Schuyler County. Mason Wendy to Cale, puts it up and in. 7 points to Cale Wendy, back to 1 point, Schuyler County lead. As Grayson Klein. Now, no pressure by Schuyler County, and then a stamp wants a timeout. 3:30 left to play in the first half. It's Schuyler County 17, Clark County 16. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
When it comes to selecting your seed corn partner, we know you've got a choice to make. At Wiffle's Hybrids, we've made a choice too. A choice to remain independent. A choice to remain farm family owned. A choice to stay American. So, when it's time for you to make your choice, make a statement. Plant your independence. Plant Wiffles.
For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 17-16. Schuyler leads Clark County. Clark with the basketball. A squealer gives the ball to Parker in the left corner. Out to Briscoe. In the right corner to Klein. And they go inside to Briscoe, and he is tied up by Ferris. Jump ball, alternating position, stays with the Indians. So Wheeler will inbound underneath his own basket. Wheeler gives it to Carter Briscoe. Quick three on the way, no good. And Mason Wendy off the rebound. Cale Wendy. As Cale will bring it across the timeline. Hands the ball to Mason at the top of the key. Now Amon on the left wing. Amon sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up. No good. Could do the foul. And the foul's going to be on Harrison Parker, I believe. Yes, it will be. So Harrison Parker picks up the foul. That's his first. And Cooper Amon at the line. First shot up. Got it. As Amon has 9 points. 2 points. Schuyler lead. 3:01 left to play in the first half. Second shot up. Rattles it home. 10 points for Cooper Amon. Pressure by Schuyler County. Grayson Klein in the backcourt to Wheeler to Klein. Now pass knocked down. McLean gets it back to the Parker. And a whistle on a foul. The foul is going to be on Mason Wendy. So Mason Wendy picks up the foul. That's his first. 17 foul against Schuyler County. That'll send Harrison Parker to the line to shoot at 1-1. Parker has 4, looking for 5. First shot up off the front of the rim. No good. And aiming off the rebound. To Cale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Wheeler to the top of the key. Now Amon underneath, plays it up, got it. 12 points for Cooper Amon. 4 points, Schuyler lead. Pressure by Schuyler County. In the backcourt is Wheeler. Gets it across the timeline to Parker. Now Connor Pearl in the left wing, left corner. the marker. They flip it over to Wheeler. Wheeler dribbles to the top with Key. Now fast to Parker. Now Grayson finds for three. No good. And Amon comes off the rebound. As Amon gets that. Across the timeline, threw it back to Wendy in the backcourt. So turnover, Schuyler County. Connor Pearl will check out. And Drayson Daniels checks back in. So Carter Briscoe gives it to Klein, to Briscoe. At the top of the key, now Wheeler to Daniels in the right corner. Wheeler between the two circles to Briscoe on the left side of the circle. Now Daniels in the right corner to Wheeler. Wheeler to the top of the key to Grayson Klein between the two circles. Down to 140 left to play in the first half. Briscoe gets it underneath to Klein, lays it up, no good. Klein gets it back, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. It's good, and the foul's going to be on Elias Sevitz. That's three fouls on Sevitz. And for Grayson Klein, he has two. Chance for the three-point play. Now, I wonder if the scoreboard's right. It says 21-18. Shot up, no good. Daniels comes out with a rebound. Fans out in the left corner. Daniels gets it over to Parker in the right corner. Flips it back to Daniels on the left wing. Top of the key to Wheeler for three. No good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound for Scottsdale County. To Cooper Amon, now Cale Wendy. 1:10 left to play in the first half. Schuyler on top, 21-18. Wendy gives it to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver to the dotted line. Little turnaround 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Brody Weaver. Raced here by Schuyler. Wheeler in the backcourt in the double team. Dribbles out of it. Gives it to Klein. Klein dribbles through a double team. Jump stop into the paint. Throws up a shot. No good. Cooper Amon had the basketball. Couldn't control it, and he went out of bounds with this little bit of Schuyler basketball. Carter Briscoe underneath his own basket. That's Briscoe. Gives it to Parker inside the arc in the left corner to Wheeler. Now Briscoe, one to try a three. Instead gets it into Parker, and Parker couldn't hang on the pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball with 35 seconds left to play in the half, leading 23-18. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline to Ferris. Now Smith over the left wing, and we have a whistle and a foul inside. I think maybe an illegal pick on Cooper Amon. So Amon picks up his second personal foul. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Klein on the backcourt to Wheeler. Wheeler gets across to the right wing to Briscoe. Briscoe falls down with it. Picked up by Wendy as Wendy takes it right with Wheeler, and Wheeler picks up the foul, and Wendy will go to the line to shoot a pair. Carter Briscoe fell down. Wendy had the breakaway, but Wheeler did a heck of a job getting to him. As Wendy's first shot up, it's good. Cale Wendy with 8 points. Makes it 24-18. Ryan Ferris checks out. And Weaver checks back in. It's Wendy with 8, looking for 9. Missed it. And Carter Briscoe off the rebound. Briscoe guarded by Wendy, still in the backcourt. He gives it across the timeline. Gives it to Parker on the right wing. Parker takes a dotted line, puts up the shot. Got it. Harrison Parker has 6, and that's the end of the first quarter, or first half, rather, with the score, Schuyler County 24 and Clark County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers, and freezers.
They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Need motorcycle repairs? Main Street Motorworks has just what you need, from simple maintenance to custom builds. We specialize in motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and automotive repairs. We offer lighting from Custom Dynamics, performance exhaust, cams, intakes, and tuning from Tab Reformance, and Fuel Moto with any other services to offer. Come see the guys at Main Street Motorworks at 101 North Highway 63 in Greentop, Missouri, or give us a call at 660-949-2337.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nothing says fall like friends, family, and football. Niebuhr wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. But as the family time grows, so does the number of devices. Don't let your bandwidth get up. Upgrade your internet speed to make sure you catch every touchdown, every pass, and every play. Now that's something to be thankful for. Call their office at 660-874-4111 or visit Niemer.net to learn how you can tackle your family's device needs.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, fifth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian, Schuyler County Ram Basketball. On your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of this final boys game of the first round, and Schuyler County leading Clark County 24-20. Take a look at the scoring first for Schuyler County. Elliot Sevitz with 2 points, Cale Wendy with 8, Cooper Amon with 12, and Brody Weaver with 2 points. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with 2, Grayson Klein with 2 points, Callan Wheeler with 2, Harrison Parker with 6, and Grayson Daniels with 8. Scoring's going like this. Schuyler County led 13-10 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Clark 11-10 in the second quarter, and Schuyler County leads here at halftime 24-20. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
I'm taking my premium audio with me everywhere I go. With Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus noise isolation and awareness mode. So I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings whenever I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And they do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what all the hype is about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 21 tonight under clear skies, northwest winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 34 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies again tomorrow night, lows around 17. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 43. 56 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Skyland County High School. Again, we're at halftime of this final boys game of the first round, and Skyland County leading Clark County 24-20. In the first boys game of the evening, it was Milan, the number two seed, defeating Skyland County, the number seven seed, 64-37, as Milan was led in scoring by Amos Nyase with 10 points, Nathan Keck with 10 points, and Jeremy Bennett with 19, while Skyland County was led by Corbin Blessing with 12 points and Vince Dale with 13. Milan jumped out 20-9 after one quarter. Milan outscored Skyland 16-8 in the second quarter and led 36-17 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Milan outscoring Skyland 19-10, and Milan led 55-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Skyland outscored the Wildcats 10-9. Milan wins at 64-37. So Milan advances to the championship semifinal, and they are 2-0, while Skyland County drops to 0-2. So the winner of this ball game will play Milan in a championship semifinal. That'll be Thursday night, I believe, at 6 o'clock. Look at my schedule real quick. That'll be 7:30. No, that's the girls. It'll be 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Milan and the winner of this ball game. And the loser of this game will play Skyland County at 6 o'clock in a consolation semifinal. So all we know from the girls' side right now, it must have been a long game, because I think just now over, as North Shelby, the number two seed in this tournament on the girls' side, defeats Clark County. So that means North Shelby will play the winner of the second girls' game of the night, and that'll be Milan and Princeton. And that game should, well, it should be started right now. I think we're about a quarter and a half ahead of that ball game. I don't, unless we had an injury or something that took quite a while. I thought we were just about neck and neck. Evidently not so. So the way we're set up right now, coming up tomorrow night, we'll have four games for you on KMEM. And as we start consolation semifinals, and the first game here in the high school gym is a championship semifinal, North Shelby and Putnam County. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And then the consolation semifinal in the middle school will be Brookfield and Knox County at 6 o'clock. Then at 7:30, a girls' championship semifinal, Schuyler County and Brookfield. And then it will be also in the middle school at 7:30, a consolation semifinal, Schuyler County and Knox County. That is what's coming up tomorrow night on KMEM. And, again, all the championship semifinals will be carried live. They're all going to be played, girls and boys, here at the high school gym. And the consolation semifinals will be streamed. We'll carry all those. They'll be streamed, and that'll be in the middle school. As next year, the girls' first round will be played in the high school. Boys will be in the middle school. Then, after the first round, again, like they're doing now, girls and boys on the right side of that bracket, all those games will be played here at the high school gym. And the consolation side of the bracket will be played in the middle school. So both teams back on the floor, Skyler County, around Chris Pruitt. And now the Clark County Indians taking their seats. They are listening to Coach Dennis Dent. 24-20, very low-scoring first half, a lot of defense. And a lot of up and down the floor. Both teams playing some really good defense. That's a 3-6 matchup. Skyler County, the 3 seed. Clark County, the 6 seed. And the 3-6 games anymore are getting to be about like a 4-5 game. But both teams usually are relatively close, and that's where we are right now. As Skyler County is going to have the basketball to start the third quarter. Cale Lindy to Mason. Back to Cale. Now Connor Smith, top of the key. To Cale Lindy. takes it with the left hand to the free throw line. Gets it out to Ferris between the two circles. Ferris to Mason Wendy. As Mason to the top of the key, gives the ball to Cooper Amon on the right wing. As Amon looks for somebody, gets it underneath to Smith. Turn around, 10-foot jumper, and missed it. And Bowden Clyde off the rebound. Man-to-man deep. Well, a 1-2-2 zone for Travis County. Risco gets it inside to Parker, to Bowden, Klein, to Parker. Now Daniels tries a three out of the right corner, missed it. And Mason, Mason Wendy off the rebound. To Kale, to the glass, puts it up and got it. 10 points for Kale Wendy. 26-20, placed here by Schuyler County. Bowden Klein tried to get it to Wheeler. And led Wheeler just a little bit too much. Bounces it out of bounds. So the turnover back to Schuyler County. Kale Wendy brings it across the timeline. Wendy to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Ferris. Ferris along the baseline. Puts up a little 10-foot jumper. No good. And Daniels off the rebound. To Bowden Klein. As Klein will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wheeler. Tried to. Dipped away. To Kale Wendy, and Wendy tried to put up the shot, and Bowden Klein just picked up his fourth foul. So four fouls on Bowden Klein. As Grayson Klein gets set to check in. As Kale Wendy with 10 points, looking for 11. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 11 points for Kale Wendy. 27-20, Schuyler County's biggest lead of the ball game. Is Wendy with 11, looking for 12. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. And Carter Briscoe comes off the rebound to Grayson Klein. Braced here by Schuyler County to Briscoe in the backcourt. Briscoe bounced past to Klein on the right wing. As Klein backs off between the two circles, now the center circle, gives it to Wheeler on the deep left wing, back to Klein. Klein takes it to the right wing. Back to Wheeler on the deep left wing. Wheeler one dribble, back to Klein to the right wing. Inside to Daniels. Daniel turns, 10-foot jumper, no good. And Kale Wendy off the rebound, off the races. As he'll take it right to Wheeler, lays it up, missed the layup. And Wheeler off the rebound and walked with it. As Wheeler got the rebound and took off, wanted to get out of that jam in a hurry, and just forgot to dribble the basketball. So Kale Wendy, underneath his own basket, will inbound. Gets it out to Connor Smith, top of the key. Cooper Amon on the right lane, out of the right side of the circle. Ferris back to Smith, will try a three. Bullseye! Connor Smith with 3 points. And it's a 10-point Schuyler County lead. Grayson Klein, Carter Briscoe. Briscoe dribbled and tried to pass it to Parker. Gives it to Kale Wendy. Puts it off glass. Got it. 13 points for Kale Wendy. 12-point Schuyler County lead. And Clark County wants a timeout. 5:24 left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler County 32 and Clark County 20. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 5:24 left to play in the third quarter boys' first-round game. Schuyler County leading 32-30. Clark with the basketball. It's Grayson Klein down the near sideline. Inside the arc on the right wing. Gets it to Daniels, and Daniels takes it out between the two circles to Wheeler. Back to Klein. Klein cut off on the right baseline. Wheeler top of the key to Klein on the right wing. Skips it over to Briscoe in the left corner. Jump pass to Wheeler top of the key. Briscoe will try a three. On the way, bullseye. Carter Briscoe with a three. He has five. 32-23, Skyler with the lead. It's Cale Wendy with the basketball. Raymond, free throw line. Now Smith, another three. Left it short. And Parker off the rebound. Gets it to Wheeler on the left wing. Briscoe will try another one. No good. And Parker off the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it again. Tries it again. Got it. 8 points for Harrison Parker. 5-0 run for Clark County. It's Cale Wendy. We'll bring it across the timeline to the left wing. It goes to Smith. Dribble it off his foot. Cale Wendy on the floor. And it was, I think, Skyler called the timeout. I think they did. Let's hook up the timeout. I'm not sure. We're timeout on the floor. 4:10 left to play. Dave, I'll keep it right here. 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. Skyler County on top. 32-25 is Clark County now on a little 5-0 run. Ball was on the floor. Cale Wendy had a hold of it. Also, Grayson Daniels had a hold of it. There was a timeout called, and I'm thinking maybe Skyler County got it. Got the timeout called. We'll see. The buzzer. We'll see who's going to have it. Well, it's going to be Skyler County. So Elliott Savage will inbound underneath his own basket for the Rams. Savage slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Mason Wendy in the left corner. Dribbles out to the left wing. Now between the two circles. Gives the ball to Savage on the left wing. Smith, top of the key. Savage will try a three. Off the further end, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds, and it goes off of Preston Parker. It'll be Scottish basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Elliott Seven gets it to Mason Wendy in the left corner, dribbles out to the left wing. Out to Ferris. Now Smith to Ferris. Ferris tried to dump it down to Amon. Probably should have taken the shot as it was picked up by Wheeler. Here comes Klein. Klein to the free throw line. Now pass through Parker's legs, but picked up by Daniel. Gives it to Wheeler. Now they swing it to Briscoe on the right wing. And Briscoe had the ball slapped out of his hand by Elliott Sevitz. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As now, Cody Weaver will check back in and Mason Wendy will check out. Carter Briscoe on the near sideline gets it to Klein. Klein back to Briscoe between the two circles as they kick it over to Parker. As Parker drives the baseline, tried to scoop it to Daniels, knocked out of bounds by Amon. It'll be Indian basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket as Harrison Parker will trigger. Parker looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Daniels, top of the key. Briscoe on the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Now bounce pass to Wheeler. And Wheeler made the basket from the free throw line, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Brody Weaver. So Brody Weaver will pick up the foul. That was before the shot. That's his first. Both teams have one team foul. 3:13 left to play in the third quarter. 32-25, Skyler with the lead. Clark County with basketball. It's Klein. Has it between the two circles. Gives it to Briscoe. He dribbles to the right wing. Picks up the dribble, which is somebody throw it to. Now fast to Daniels in the right corner. Daniels dribbles out between the two circles. Kicks the ball over to Klein in the left corner. Klein takes it to the basket, throws up the shot, missed it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Grayson Daniels. Elliott 7 will inbound to Cale Wimby. As Cale brings it across the timeline. The Weaver in the right corner to Smith between the two circles. They swing to the left wing to Wimby. Wimby gives it to Sevitz between the two circles. Now Wimby on the left wing. Wimby brings it out between the two circles, guarded by Klein. Wimby hands the ball to Sevitz on the right wing. Now Smith out toward the midcourt. Back to Sevitz. Sevitz between the two circles to Smith. Now Amon, 10-foot jumper, got it. 14 points for Cooper Amon. Placed here by Schuyler County. That's Klein. Makes a bad pass, picked up by Amon. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Callan Wheeler. So Wheeler picks up the foul. That's his second. As Connor Pearl will check in, and Harrison Parker will check out for Clark County. The 2:01 left to play in the third quarter. 34-25, Schuyler up by 9. Cale Wimby with the basketball, has it between the two circles. Smith on the left wing to Wimby. Now out pops Sevitz to Smith. They get there inside to Amon on a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Grayson Daniels. As Daniels picks up his first foul. Third team foul. And Bowden Klein checks back in. Grayson Klein will check out. As Bowden Klein plays with four personal fouls. Sevitz gets in the right corner to Smith. 10-foot jumper. Pinballs in and out. No good. And Brody Weaver tried to get the rebound. And it goes out of bounds off the hands of Carter Briscoe. So Cale Wimby will inbound underneath his own basket. Wimby bounce past Amon in the right corner to Weaver. On the right wing to Smith and the left corner to Cale Wimby. Amon, 10-foot jumper, no good. Tip up by Sevitz, got it. Elliott Sevitz with four. 36-25, Scott of the lead. Bowden Klein tried to dribble through a double team. And the foul's going to be on Brody Weaver, and that's his second. So two fouls on Brody Weaver, second team foul against Schuyler County, three team fouls against Clark County, as Carter Briscoe will inbound to Bowden Klein. 1:25 left to play in the third quarter. Briscoe on the right wing. Klein between the two circles to Briscoe to Daniels in the right corner. Daniels kicks it out to Klein. Connor Pearl at the free throw line. Now Daniels for three. No good. And Sevitz off the rebound. Goes to Amon. Amon will bring it across the timeline. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Sevitz on the right wing. Weaver in the right corner. Weaver to the right wing. Kicks it out to Smith. Now Kyle Wimby scoops up a shot off the baseline. No good. And off of the rebound is Wheeler to Bowden Klein. As again, Bowden Klein is fouled by Brody Weaver. And Weaver quickly has three fouls. Now Mason Wimby checks in, Ryan Ferris checks in, and Smith and Weaver both check out for Schuyler County. 44 seconds left to play in the third quarter, 36-25. Schuyler with the lead. Carter Briscoe, the left wing, now three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. And Daniel over the back of Cale Wimby. Grayson Daniel picks up his second personal foul. 37 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler with a lead in the basketball as Cale Wimby will walk it across the timeline. Clark County still man-to-man. Cale Wimby gives it to Sevitz. Sevitz top of the key. Mason Wimby has it on the left wing. Now Cooper Amon to Mason Wimby as he gets Wheeler in the air and then puts up the shot. Missed the shot but drew the foul. So the foul is going to be on Callan Wheeler, and that's his third. As Mason Wimby at the line to shoot a pair. First shot by Mason is up, no good. So Mason Wimby steps off the line, now steps back on, looks at his first points of the ball game. As he eyes it, fires it, and in and out, no good. Connor threw off the rebound to Briscoe. Now Bowden Klein back to Briscoe. Briscoe, three-pointer, top of the key, airballed it. And it'll come back to Schuyler County with 6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Amon gives the ball to Cale Wendy. As Cale across the timeline, picked up by Wheeler. As Wendy gets the ball to Amon for three. Got it! Bullseye at the buzzer. Cooper Amon standing about 2 steps behind the three-point line. Got a pass and just threw it at the basket, and it went in. As so Cooper Amon, that is 17 points, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score, Schuyler County 39, Clark County 25. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
How many times in the past week have you slammed on your brakes to avoid hitting the car in front of you? How many times have you tuned your radio and looked up in time to swerve and avoid a car in front of you? Many crashes are the result of a distracted driver, and those crashes can be avoided. This is Kaylee Jackson from Schuyler County R1 Schools asking you to do your part to help keep the roads safer for everyone. Don't drive distracted.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I know you're singing it too. It's such a Christmassy vibe, isn't it? With Christmas season being such an exciting time of year, Cahokia State Bank wants you to know they offer incredible loans to get you through the holiday shopping season. Whether it's gifts for a loved one or end-of-the-year expenses, Cahokia State Bank is here to take some of your stress away. Stop in today at any of the three locations to see how they can help you enjoy your holiday season. Cahokia State Bank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 8 minutes left to play in this final boys first-round game. And Schuyler County leading Clark 39-25, and Clark with the basketball. As Bowden Klein has it on the left wing. As Wheeler gets it back to Klein. Now they skip it over to Parker in the right corner. Klein between the two circles. Trying to get it to Connor Pearl. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Elliott Sevitz. As Connor Smith will check in, Elliott Sevitz has to sit down with four fouls. 7:45 left to play. Parker will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets out to Klein between the two circles. Now Wheeler on the right wing. Wheeler back to Klein. They swing it to Parker on the left wing. To Klein at the top of the key. Now Wheeler on the right wing. Trying to get it inside to Daniel. Back to Wheeler. Wheeler put up a shot. Missed it. When Connor Pearl got the rebound. Put the rebound in and drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Mason Wendy. So second foul on Mason Wendy. And for Connor Pearl, that's his first point of the ball game. Trying to complete the three-point play. Isaac fires it and missed it. And the rebound is Parker. Parker puts up the shot, missed it, and fights for the rebound. And it comes out to Wheeler between the two circles. Now Klein. Back to Wheeler on the left wing. Now fast back to Klein to the right wing to Parker. They skip it to Wheeler on the left wing. Inside to Connor Pearl. Puts up the shot. No good. Daniels puts it up and got it. Jason Daniels gets it that deep. All you can do is stay here. 10 points for Jason Daniels. 39-29. And now bad pass by Cale Wendy right to Wheeler. Gets it ahead to Parker. And now bad pass to Daniels. And Daniels puts up the shot, missed it. Ball all over the floor. It's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to Schuyler County. So Schuyler County got the possession arrow, and Mason Wendy will inbound to Cale Wendy. As Cale will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Cale Wendy gets it to Cooper Amon. As a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Connor Pearl, and that's his third. So three fouls on Connor Pearl. Carter Briscoe will check in. Jason Daniels will check out for Clark County. as Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. Bad pass all the way by Carter Briscoe. Now Bowden Klein loses the handle on the basketball, saves it inbound to Cooper Amon, to Wendy, to Ferris, puts up the shot, misses it off the left block, and Harrison Parker off the rebound. To Wheeler, now Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, to Klein between the two circles. Left wing, Carter Briscoe drives the baseline, puts up the shot, got it. Briscoe now with 7 points. And a timeout on the floor. Schuyler County wants to talk it over. 5:53 left to play in the ballgame. Schuyler County 39, Clark County 31. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Ever wondered how to wrap a 1,500-pound off-road side-by-side with all the bells and whistles? Your friends at Slayton Polaris knows this is one gift the whole family will love. And the good news? You don't even have to wrap it. Stop into Slayton Polaris, 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. And get it as soon as it's made from the factory. And take advantage of the holiday sales event. Happy holidays from your friends at Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under clear skies. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 34 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 43. 56 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now 29.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Schuyler County leading 39-31 and placed here by Clark County. Inbound pass comes to Mason Wendy. They give it to Amon. Now Cale Wendy to bounce pass to Amon. As Amon lost a handle on the basketball, loose on the floor, picked up by Connor Pearl to Bowden Klein. It's Klein, started by Ferris. We'll bring it across the timeline. Parker to the free throw line, gets it underneath, shots put up, no good by Carter Briscoe, and Briscoe is fouled. So he'll go to the line to shoot a pair as the foul is going to be on Cooper Amon. So Cooper Amon just picked up his third personal foul, 16 foul against each team as Briscoe's first one up, got it. 8 points for Carter Briscoe. Mason Wendy will check out. Elliot Sevitz checks in. 5:10 left to play in the game. Briscoe's second one up. Got them both. 9 points for Carter Briscoe. 39-33. Scotter with the lead in the basketball. That's Cale Wendy. Lost the handle on the basketball. They get it ahead to Briscoe. Lays it up. Got it. 11 points for Carter Briscoe. 4 points. Scotter the lead. Pressure by Clark County. Amon gets it across to Smith. Back to Amon on the left wing. Amon looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Cale Wendy. As Cale, a whistle and a foul. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Connor Pearl or Wheeler. One of the two. And it's going to be on Wheeler. That's his fourth. Four fouls on Callum Wheeler. And that's the 17th foul, so Wendy will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 as Cale Wendy with 13, looking for 14. Shot up, missed it. Left it short, Carter Briscoe off the rebound. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Scotter County goes man-to-man. Klein gives the ball to Parker from the dotted line, walked with it. Turnover, Clark County. 4:25 left to play in the game. Just as looks like a straight up man to man by Clark County. At 7, gives the ball to Amon. Amon down to Smith, and they give the ball to Amon. 10 footer, got it. 19 points for Cooper Amon. 41-35, Schuyler with the lead. Here comes Bowden Klein across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Takes it right down the middle. Lays up a shot. Missed it. And Cale Wendy off the rebound. As Wendy stops the top of the key. Gives it to Ferris. cut off on the left baseline. Now Amon kicks it back out to Smith, top of the key to Wendy on the left wing. As Wendy lost the ball, but picked up by Ferris, gives it out to Smith. Finds Amon underneath to Ferris. Ferris, now bad pass, as taken by Wheeler. Wheeler puts up the shot, got it. Dallin Wheeler with 4 points. 4 points, got a lead. Wendy gives the ball to Seventh. Seventh down the far sideline, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. And Klein just fouled out. So Bowden Klein fouls out of the ball game. And they're going to have to bring Grayson Klein back in the game. As Bowden Klein asked the official what he did. As Dennis Dent now backing up his player, saying, well, what did he do? So at least he got the explanation. So now Sevitz will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Elliott with 4 points on the ball game. Isaac fires it. Pinballs in and out. Carter Pearl off the rebound. Pearl gets the ball to Wheeler. Now Grayson Klein. Parker tries a three on the way. It's no good. And Briscoe off the rebound. Puts the shot up. Missed it. Could be the foul. And he'll shoot two. The foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris. And that's his third. So three fouls on Ryan Ferris. It's Carter Briscoe at the line to shoot a pair. He has 11 looking for 12. And in and out, no good. 4 points, Connor County lead. 3 minutes left to play in the game. As Briscoe, second free throw on the way, got it. 12 points for Carter Briscoe. 3 points, Connor lead. As Ferris with the basketball gives the ball to Amon. He'll try three. No good. But the tip in by Ferris got it. First two of the night to Ryan Ferris. Timeout on the floor by Clark County. 2:52 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 43, Clark County 38. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Back at Schuyler County High School, praised by the Rams. They are up by five as Grayson Klein in the backcourt dribbles to a double team to the free throw line. Looks for somebody to throw to. Now stolen away by Cale Wendy. As Wendy will slow things down, he'll bring it across the timeline. They, at the free throw line, give it to Ferris. Now Sevitz to Wendy to the left wing, Smith. Now Wendy. Wendy takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got a little 5 foot floater. That's 15 points for Cale Wendy. Carter Briscoe. That's an offensive foul on Carter Briscoe. Takes it right at Amon. Amon stood his ground, and two fouls on Carter Briscoe. So now a 1-2-1-1 press by Clark County. Cale Wendy to Cooper Amon. Back to Wendy across the timeline. Finds Ferris in the left corner. Inside to Smith. Amon 15-footer. Got it. That's Cooper Amon at 21 points. And now another timeout on the floor. A 30-second timeout by Clark County. 1:55 left to play in the game. Schuyler County 47 and Clark County 38. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire hunter education program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
1:55 left to play in the game. Schuyler County 47, Clark County 38. Low pressure by Schuyler County. Wheeler in the backcourt. Now Klein. Klein back to Wheeler. Back to Klein. As Klein will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Grayson Klein has 4 points. Cooper Hamer in the backcourt to Wendy. To the left wing. Wendy in a double team. And now Chris Pruitt wants a timeout. 1:34 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 49, Clark County 38. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
What if I told you there's a place where you can go where in 2 years you'll walk out ready to get a great job making good money doing something you love? And not only is it in your backyard, it's filled with people whose job it is to make sure you succeed. And what if I told you it all costs less than you think? At SCC, we've been doing this exact thing for 100 years. Stop by and see what we can do for you. Your future self will thank you. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Learn more at scciowa.edu.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
1:34 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 47, Clark County 40. And Schuyler County will have the ball out of bounds on the near sideline. Connor Smith will trigger for Schuyler County. Smith guarded by Wheeler. Smith holds the basketball, looks for somebody, finds Cale Wendy in the left corner. As Cale and her triple team lost the ball, Wheeler picks it up, gives it to Parker. Parker to Grayson Klein for three. No good. It's a air ball, and Wheeler comes away with it. Stop, pops him, and got it. 6 points for Callan Wheeler. 5 points, got her lead. It's Cale Wendy. Bad pass. Tried to find seven, stolen away by Grayson Klein. To Wheeler on the right wing. To Klein. Now, bad pass, stolen away by seven. Picked up by Amon. They give it to Wendy. Wendy across the timeline to Smith. To Amon. Now, fast through seven. Gives it back to Wendy. Free throw line first. Smith for three. Bullseye! Connor Smith hits a three. Makes it 50-42 is Klein. Now Briscoe for three. No good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound, and he's fouled by Carter Briscoe. That's three fouls on Carter Briscoe. Stops the clock with 36 seconds left to play. Skyler on top, 50-42. And Cooper Amon will be at the line to shoot two. That's 10 team fouls against Clark County. So Cooper Amon with 21 points, looking for 22. Missed the first one. 32.6 seconds left to play. 8 points, Schuyler lead. As Amon's shot up, got it. 22 points for Cooper Amon. Here comes Briscoe, still in the backcourt. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Now gets it down to Parker for three. No good. And Connor Pearl had the rebound. Hell no, it's going to be Wheeler for three. Bullseye! Wheeler just launched the three, and it went through. As now, Elliott Seventh is fouled with 12 seconds left to play. Well, no, they foul Cooper Amon again. So Amon, as the foul is going to be on Briscoe, that's his fourth. First shot up, got it. So for Cooper Amon, that's 23 points. 52-45. Amon, 23, looking for 24, got it. 24 points for Cooper Amon. As here comes Wheeler down the near sideline. And then Wheeler stepped on the sideline, and that should do it. 8 seconds left to play in the game. 8 points, Schuyler County lead. As Cale Windy looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it over to Seventh. Seventh back to Amon. Amon gets it ahead to Windy. Windy with two, with one, and that's the end of the game. With the final score, Schuyler County 53 and Clark County 45. Back in a moment. This is K&M Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Tar, here we come.
Christian's Travel Agency has one
right,
goal.
Talk to you soon.
The world's biggest soccer tourney.
The hotel is 7 miles from the stadium. Are you serious? Did you email the transportation company?
Now he needs an Arabic interpreter on his roster.
I don't speak it either.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And it's a final. As the final boys game of the first round, it was a 3-6 matchup. And Schuyler County, the third seed, held on to defeat Clark County 53-45 to advance to the to a championship semifinal on Thursday night to take on the Milan Wildcats. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Schuyler County, Elliott Seventh with 4 points, Cale Windy with 15, Cooper Amon with 24, Connor Smith with 6, Ryan Ferris with 2, and Brody Weaver with 2 points. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with 12, Graydon Klein with 4 points, Callan Wheeler with 8 points, Connor Pearl with 2, Harrison Parker with 8 points, and Grayson Daniels with 10. Schuyler County led 13-10 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Clark 11-10 in the second quarter, and the Rams led 24-20 at the half. In the third quarter, Skyler outscored Clark 15-5 to lead 39-25 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Clark County made a run. They got within three before Skyler County kind of extended the lead as Clark County outscored Skyler 20-14 in the final quarter. But Skyler County wins it 53-45. Skyler County improves to 2-0, while Clark County 1-1. In the first sports game of the evening, it was Milan, the number two seed, defeating Scotland County by a final of 64-37. Milan led in scoring by Ahmet Anise with 10 points, Nathan Keck with 10, Jeremy Bennett with 19. Scotland County led by Corbin Blessing with 12, and Vince Dale with 13. Milan led 20-9 after one quarter. Milan outscored Scotland 16-8 in the second quarter to lead 36-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Milan outscored Scotland 19-10, and Milan led 55-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Milan 10-9, but Milan wins at 64-37. Milan improves to 2-0, while Scotland County drops to 0-2. So real quick look at the bracket. Tune in to sports in the morning, and I'll have more scores and more up-to-date bracket. So, and on the girls' side, it was North Shelby defeating Clark County. Don't have a score, but in progress, Milan is playing Putnam County. So the winner of that will play North Shelby, the girls' championship semifinal this Thursday at 7:30. And on the boys' side, if I will write this in, Y-L-E-R and Clark. So Schuyler County will play Milan on Wednesday, or next Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the boys' championship semifinal. Scotland County and Clark in a consolation semifinal at 6 o'clock next Thursday night. So, again, tune in to sports in the morning as Andy will wrap things up. I'll have his stat sheet, and we'll fill out brackets and see where we're at. I'll tell you all about it in the morning. For producer Dave Bowden from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors. They include Annie's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hometown Journal in Cahokia, that's our weekly newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media weekly newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and by People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. And by these Schuyler County sponsors, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Main Street Motor Works in Greentop, Mayberry Farms, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster.